Well, we're in the home of rugby now in Stirling Rafferty's home ground up in Trebraden Road. So this was up until we started in the land last February. So this was farming land. Like, so what you're looking out here now is three sand-based pitches. Looking out one side over Dublin, the other side the Dublin Mountains. So this was actually, what I'm looking now, down the back right-hand corner, the cut and fill here was 8 metres. And I forget about that because now it's all, you know what I mean, we got our tree levels and all that. But I actually forgot that we were level at the road and it was going back up it as a gradient. But we did a cut from the back right-hand corner, brought it down here for the first pitch. And obviously, we're going to have our clubhouse here now in the next phase of the development. And that's going to be the clubhouse. It's going to be split over two levels. Going at the ground floor and you'll get the, you know, changing rooms, girls, boys, men's, women's, the rest changing rooms, shower area, and then you'll come upstairs and we'll have a meeting room, and then we're going to, you know what I mean, there might be a cafe or whatever there, and then you're going to walk out, we're going to have glass across the front and you're going to be walking out then onto the first pitch.
You've come a long way in a short period of time, because when you look back at the situation that was there, the numbers, membership was falling, the land that you had leased before that lease wasn't renewed or wasn't made available to you. When did you decide, and when did the committee decide to say, you know, halt, we have to turn this around if we're going to stay in business?
Yeah, what actually happened was we've been renting land around Dublin for the last 50 years. And then we were renting down in Bird Avenue, and we were renting there for 20 odd years, 25, 27 years. And what happened was the land was actually sold for property development. So there's now maybe 16, 20 houses there. So the problem was then we were off looking for another pitch. Myself and a couple of lads said, listen, we can't be doing this every couple of years because it's like an accident waiting to happen. You're waiting to be kicked out of the new ground. So what we did was we formed a strategic committee in 2014, and we had three main goals. One, get a facility we call our own. Two, to develop a minis and youth structure, full girls and boys youth structure. And then three, to be ingrained in the community. And I mean proper ingrained. We are a rugby club, but we are a community club. We want GA players, soccer players, athletics, whatever sport you play, we'll, you know what I mean, we're delighted for you to come up and play, and vice versa, you know. What we did then was we set up a committee, and I was just after, I was married about 2 years and I had a son, Luke, at the time, and my wife works on a Sunday. So what I used to do on a Sunday was, I used to drive around calling to farmers, saying, listen, is there any chance you'd have a couple of acres? You know, back then I was only looking for 4 acres or 5 acres to put a container on and put a pitch on that we could lease, because the problem was it had to be farming land, because you couldn't get any land that was zoned, you know. Whatever, I was calling around, and on one Sunday anyway, I called down here to a farmer called Chris Kyo. I met him and the wife, Valerie. I said, listen, lads, I know you've land up there. Is there any chance you'd rent it for a pitch? And they said, I don't have land to rent for a pitch, but you know what? We're actually going buying land off NAMA if you'd be interested. And Dundrum Athletic, who are bouncing us here, which are after, they're after building a phenomenal facility down here. They're bouncing us here. So they were part of the syndicate going in to buy this piece of land off NAMA. So there was 10 acres then for offer. So then we were after finding a piece of land that we believed we could develop. So we got some engineers up there that looked and said, yeah, this is perfect land. So the story went from there. So then the next problem then was to go and raise the money and follow through with the transaction, you know what I mean? So phase one at that stage was to buy the land. We didn't think we're actually going to be able to develop it for a number of years. So what we were planning to do was actually just cut the grass, you know, that you'd use for grazing sheep and just play on that. But anyway, we got the bit between the teeth anyway, and we started developing the land, you know.
Now, we're on the pitch, one of the three pitches that you've developed here. How many teams have you got in the club? And I believe you're about to start a women's team.
Yeah, so in 2014, we'd 1 to 2 men's teams, and we were kind of struggling age profile-wise, etc. We just started starting a mini section. I think we had 6. So at the minute now, we're fielding 3 men's teams, but our mini section is the fastest growing in the country. Like, we have a phenomenal mini section, probably north of 250, 300. And we're going to be fielding an under-14 girls team this year for the first time ever, which I'm really looking forward to. We've got some great girls in the club, really, really great players. We're going to field an under-13 boys team as well this year for the first time. So this is the first year we're ever going to have a youth. Our minis is really strong, so we got about 30 to 40 coming through in every age group. So that's what you need then to field the under-13s, under-14s, under-15s. So we have the girls team now, which we're really looking forward to seeing entered in the Metro League, the Dublin Metro under 14. So looking forward to seeing how that pans out now over the coming years, you know.
Now, when you bought this, Ireland was after crawling out of a recession, but the IRFU and local government, they all played a part.
Yeah, so listen, we've had huge support from the IRFU, local government, Dunleary Rat Down. So in fairness to the government, they have put the mechanisms in place for local clubs to develop out. Like, we are, like, I'm not just saying that, we are a community-based club. I've reached out. There's going to be soccer clubs up here. There's going to be GAA clubs up here today. There's going to be the local athletics club up here today. And there's going to be a frisbee club up here today. We're going to have three facilities not being used during the summer. You're more than welcome to come up here, run a tournament or do whatever you want with them. We will work with all the local clubs, and really looking forward to that and building those relationships over the coming 5, 10 and 20 years.
Known in the clubhouse as Pops, Johnny O'Dwyer joined Salesians 3 years after the club was founded in the mid-1970s.
I think it was mid-70s to late 70s I arrived. Just came up here. I was hurling with Turles Arsies at the time during the winter with nothing to do up here. Played a bit of soccer with Peak Villa down in Turles. But as usual, what happens up here, when you get up here, the longer you're up here, the more you actually stay. You don't start going down for the weekends. So I went up training with two cousins of mine, Kevin O'Dwyer and Peter. A chap by the name of Paul Woods brought us up to the Royal Hospital in Donnybrook. And it was rugby training. And I said, right, this'll do. So that was my first introduction to Salesians Rugby Club.
So what was it like to be at those games, or to be playing in those games? Would you have had many spectators?
No. The subs were the spectators.
So it must be very, very hard to keep it all going. But then you had that group of squad members. They were really the heart and soul of the club.
Back then, everybody ran the club because it was a tightly knit group. And you always had the guys who came to the front. But then we were in the Royal Hospital, and they needed to do a bit of an extension onto their A&E part there and build ramps and that. And so we had to move, and we got into the CUS grounds in Bird Avenue. That was big for us because you had a full-size pitch. Eventually we had a little corner to train in where we just rolled out wire out to it from the dressing rooms. We put a spotlight on each crossbar. And that's how we trained.
And how did you fund yourselves?
Everything that was done in the club was divided into the amount of members. And at the end of the year, as Bernard Drum used to say, well, you know, we're not going to have any money left over at the end of any year. So that's the way the club just rambled on. And we enjoyed it. Like, we were junior three, junior four back then. Got to semi-finals, and very unlucky in one semi-final not to be in a final, which would have been huge back then, against Mary's and the Vectives and Lansdowne, you know. D Club. Bird Avenue lasted a good while, 20 years maybe. And then we were out of there because of the builders were building. So it was time to go and find something. At times, looked like it might be the end. And then one of the guys had a contact and realised there was a pitch in at the back of the Three Rock Rovers hockey club. And in there we went. And really, they looked after us and gave us the pitch. We fixed it up, and that's where we were. Now, we all very basic all along. Everything was basic.
My name's Roisin Willor, and I've been in the club for 5 or 6 years.
The Irish ladies rugby team has done a lot for rugby. Have you heroes in that particular team? Are there any of the players that you look up to?
Yeah, I love Babyn Parsons. She's just an amazing rugby player.
Aoife Shanahan, tell me about the team you're involved with, because I believe you play in the boys' rugby team.
Yeah, I do. It's really nice playing with the boys, but at least I have a few girls to play with too.
And who are your heroes?
The Irish rugby team, the women's. I like to be in defence. I really want to play for Ireland in rugby.
For coach Shane O'Brien, it all started at what was then known as Stillorgan Rugby Club.
Well, it all started for me back in, I think it was September 2018. I moved up to Dublin from Tipperary, was coming up, completely knew nobody, was looking for some kind of a junior club in Dublin. The first thing I did was type in rugby in Dublin. And at the time, the Stillorgan website was dublinrugby.com. So that's how I ended up joining up. And it was one of the best decisions I've ever made. It's really made up of people, kind of nomadic people coming up from the countryside, or people who can't find their way in maybe some of the bigger clubs in Dublin. So I was fortunate enough to coach here first. This was one of the first coaching jobs I got. So I was coaching here for about 2 or 3 years. And then I'm a teacher in St. Michael's College. So I was fortunate enough to be appointed junior cup coach there in, I think it was September 2016 when I started. It's a fantastic place to work inside there. And thankfully, all the stuff that I learned in there, I was able to bring back then and apply to the club, to make sure the club can, we'll try and help the club grow as best I can.
Now, some of the people that you would have coached on the years went on to play for Leinster and Ireland.
Yeah, I was very, very privileged to work with some great guys inside the school. some guys went on, as you said, to play for Leinster, some Ireland, and Ronan Kelleher went out on tour with the Lions there last summer. It was great to see Nick McCarthy play for Munster, being a Munster man myself and having the privilege to work with him in the school as well. But it is great to have people like that around you, because they're actually, after coming down today for the opening of the club, they've no need to come down, they're just coming out to support rugby and support grassroots rugby. And when you've got people like that around, you know, you can't go too far wrong.
Scott Penny and a number of his Leinster teammates were there to show their support.
Yeah, it's been great for the club now. They have beautiful facilities up here. A lot of work's been put in, I think, getting this all organised over the last 2 years. So I think it's great for the club, and it's great for the future of maybe trying to make this an even bigger club.
They're looking for new members. What do you say to the youngsters out there that are listening in, boys and girls?
Yeah, I think just from my first experience here, it's great facilities and looks like a really good rugby club, and lots more to come in the future.
Leinster Rugby's Shane Delaney.
My position in Leinster is that I am a member of Leinster Executive. I represent all the non-AIL clubs in the Dublin area, which is about 16 or 17. And Sulorgan and Rathfarnham are one of our most vibrant clubs, and we're here today to celebrate the opening of the two new floodlit excellent pitches. And this journey that I have been with and on with Sulorgan Rathfarnham has been the guts of nearly 9 years, so it's great to see the culmination of all that work over that particular period of time.
Pat Carlin, your involvement.
Yes, I chair the Leinster committee who look after clubs like Stillorgan and all other junior clubs below AIL level, and indeed we're most privileged and proud to have been associated with Stillorgan. Stillorgan, vibrant part of our membership of clubs in the Dublin area. We're offering a whole new facility to clubs Dundrum, Rathfarnham, Stillorgan. Haven't had a rugby club. They have a lot of schools rugby clubs, but now adult rugby club. And this is opening the door and the gate to all those members in the area to come and join.
Both the former president of the IRFU, Des Kavanagh, and the president of Leinster Rugby, Debbie Carthy, believe that Stillorgan Rathfarnham Rugby Club has a major role to play.
I'm exceptionally proud of what Rathfarnham and Stillorgan have done here today. The facilities are outstanding. Like, two full pitches and training space and a walking track. I mean, it's a 50-year dream in the making, and it's here today. You know.
Des, you've been in the game a long time. You must be very excited about what you see.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what to expect. And then I got a note from the chair about it. I thought, well, this looks good. Just arriving here, though, seeing the beauty of the, you know, where the grounds are situated, and the numbers of people. Look at all the kids who are around here. And then hearing about the developments of the huge numbers of minis who are playing rugby here, the girls who have started off in a team this year for the first time in girls rugby, and that's a huge growth area. So it's a really exciting time. But most of all, it's just the excitement of seeing a development like this in a unique environment in South Dublin. I think it's fantastic.